Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I always say I'll update you on stories if I ever get updates. And quite often stories don't get updated because the conclusions aren't as fascinating as the beginnings. And that happens a lot when people get arrested with a really, really flashy arrest. And then later on, they plead to something and just kind of goes by the wayside. So the joke is you get arrested on page one and you get convicted on page 13 of section B. But this one happened rather quickly, and several people sent it to me. I must thank you all. The story is out of Sky.com. Mark, Larry, Jordan, Richard, David, Chris, and Michael all passed it along to me. But the police officer who was busted scanning a 10-pound box of donuts, and it rang up for 7 pence, has now been fired. He's been sacked, as they say in England. And all references in this story to pounds are pounds sterling. Police officer sacked for scanning 7p carats barcode to pay for 10-pound box of donuts. A disciplinary panel said that the police officer's behavior had undermined public confidence in the police. And we've talked about this before. If a police officer or a judge or an elected official or somebody in the public eye whose job it is to enforce the law, follow the law, if they're breaking the law, they need to have their sentences enhanced. They need to get spanked a little harder. And just so you know, the police officer has said that he's received prank phone calls from people offering him donuts. Actually, the lawyer said that. But the police officer is accused of dishonestly scanning a barcode for carrots to pay for a $9.95 box of Krispy Kreme donuts. He's been sacked for gross misconduct. And the story is that he did the old price tag switcheroo. He went into the store, picked up a box of donuts, then went over to where the vegetables were and got a price tag off of carrots that was substantially less, stuck that on the box, and then when he went to scan it, it scanned as carrots instead of donuts. Several people have pointed out and said, well, but wait a second. Don't most of the self-serve scan stations that you use check to see how much something weighs that you put down after you've scanned it? And I've seen some that do, and I've seen some that don't. And I've also had it happen before where I scan something, put it in the bag, and it says, place item in bag. I just did. And so you pick it up, you put it back in. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. I've also had it where I put the thing in the bag, it didn't work, I reached over and just tapped the counter and it worked. So who knows how accurate those are. But the point is, he did it. You know, whether it was smart to do it, obviously it wasn't because he lost his job, but the point is that's the allegation. The officer's claim, and by the way, there's a second story following the first, and as I was thinking about doing that, then this happened. But he claimed it was an honest mistake. He said that it was an honest mistake at a self-service checkout in Cambridgeshire, but he argued that with the people who wound up firing him, and they said that lacked credibility. That was a panel at his disciplinary hearing. So if you're a police officer and you're up on disciplinary charges, you appear before a panel and have a disciplinary hearing. The Cambridgeshire constable was in uniform when he purchased the treats along with carrots, a sandwich, and a drink at a Tesco Extra on February 10th. Now, there might be because in the first story, it made it sound like he only bought the donuts. But now they're saying he bought carrots, a sandwich, and a drink. And so what he might have done is printed off two things for carrots, one which he put on carrots, one which he put on the donuts. That's a little different than the original story. And then he scanned the carrots barcode twice and failed to scan the donuts barcode. And he bought the items, therefore, for £4 instead of £14. That's the whole package of things. And again, it's slightly different from the original story because the original story implied that he only bought the donuts. A Tesco manager later informed police about reports of a suspicious police officer at its store. The police often get phone calls about suspicious people. It's bad when they call the police station, we have a suspicious cop in here. He's suspicious. What makes you think he's a cop? He's in uniform. Chair of the disciplinary panel said, on the balance of probabilities, we're satisfied that the officer did intentionally scan the wrong barcode. Now, it says, even though he claimed he had not checked the screen, the chair of the disciplinary panel said that closed circuit television showed him looking at it to select his payment method. So One of the things you have to remember is nowadays, everywhere you are in public, especially in businesses like this, you are on camera. And there's usually signs that say that, but there's also usually a big old thing on the ceiling that looks like a camera. It's like the floor of a casino, you know. Everywhere you look, there's cameras. He had put the Carrots barcode on the donuts box on the same side as its barcode. If he'd intended to pay the full price, he could have verified that he scanned the correct barcode. The panel ruled that the officer breached professional standards of honesty and integrity, amounting to gross misconduct for which he was sacked without notice. The chair of the disciplinary panel also said his actions were incompatible with his role as a police officer. The officer's behavior has undermined public confidence in the police, she said. The lawyer who basically prosecuted the case before the panel said that this was an officer effectively stealing while in uniform. He was using his uniform as cover. Who would be suspicious of a police officer? Now, the lawyer for the police officer said the officer had received prank calls in the night from people offering him donuts. She said his career was unblemished before this incident and had even taken a role in the president's recent visit to the country, the U.S. president. And he'd also helped serve along with others for several royal weddings while he served with Thames Valley Police back in the early 2000s. He also had served in the armed forces and joined Cambridgeshire Police in January this year. Now, he does have a right to appeal the panel's decision, so this could be ongoing. The investigation is ongoing, as I like to say. But I can tell you that this story is, I think, quite important. For, I said, number one, the simple reason that police officers and judges and lawyers need to be held to higher standards. Because if you can't trust the cops, I mean, they're the ones you call, right? You call the police when someone steals stuff. Cop is stealing something. Who indeed shall guard the guards? So there's a problem there. But number two is simply the issue of how you pronounce S-H-I-R-E in English. Because, of course, we know that it looks like Shire. And I always joke about place names because I'm fascinated by place names if they tell a story, right? If, you know, if a place name tells a story or it has some story behind it. And, of course, some of these other things are just old place names. But the S-H-I-R-E suffix appears on a lot of British town names. And, of course, I've been told now that like if there's a Cambridge and a Cambridgeshire, that Cambridge might be the town and Cambridgeshire might be the equivalent of the county, right? Something like that. Of course, I'm probably getting this all wrong. I'm going to get another wave of corrections. But the one thing I got was several people telling me the pronouncer, how to pronounce S-H-I-R-E. And I got both that it should be basically sure or even less than that. But I can't do that right, so I don't have a British accent. But Cambridgeshire appears to be close enough, at least close enough for an American. So I am an American. And the story took place in Cambridgeshire. And I'm hoping that's close. So again, it was sent to me by Mark, Larry, Jordan, Richard, David, Chris, and Michael. And by the way, several of those people I've never heard from before. I know a lot of you guys know that there's Josh, there's Doug, there's Keith, there's Kevin. There's a few people who get stories to me that I appear to be doing over and over again. Richard. But here, I recognized that several of these people had never written me before. So Jordan is a new one, I'm pretty sure. And this Michael also. Mark, I've talked to him many times before, but Mark, Larry, Jordan, Richard, David, Chris, and Michael, thank you very much. Keep them coming. If you see updates on old stories or even just new stories, if you think they're important, send them my way. From Sky.com, the police officer has been sacked for scanning 7p carats barcode to pay for a 10-pound box of donuts. 10 pounds sterling. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Show me a person who does not make mistakes, and I will show you a person who does not do anything.